So your parents, you know, do you, how much do you know about what happened to your parents after they were at the transport at Drums?
At that time, we did not know,
you know
anything.
Right.
The last
was
card...
There, the cards were going back and forth? They said they could get a card and a package every week?
Well, they were asking, because in Drancy, they were, the camp was unfinished,
right, low-income
mm-hmm. housing. So at that time, I guess there was no heat yet, mm-hmm. and I don't know if the bathrooms were working. But I know that it was December, January, beginning of February. And my parents were cold, so they asked to send the fur coat for my mother and sweaters, so, because they were cold. Mm-hmm. They were certainly famished, because they were asking for boiled potatoes, for cooked eggs, for dry meat, something like that, to be able to eat. Therefore, and I know that my father wrote in one letter that after 3 weeks my mother had lost weight. That means that he did too, but he did not want to speak about himself. So it was quite terrible, I guess. But in their card, because it was censured. So they said, and I guess it was also their will not to disturb too much my grandparents. And therefore they say, oh, we are hopeful, we are fine, we are together, we love each other, which is more important than anything, etc., etc. Now, I realized I did not speak about my maternal grandfather. I was not living with him, but he was in hiding because he had been born in Romania. He was a French citizen, and he did the First World War. And he was very French. He spoke perfect French, and he wanted me to speak perfect French. You know. So he was coming to see us very often before the curfew. But he was in hiding where he worked, because his boss was a convert Jew, and the wife of this man was Catholic, and the children were raised Catholic. So he hid my maternal grandfather.